Welcome back on the Extra Point here on 1410 KGRN. It's time to talk Grinnell Tiger girls basketball. A great start to the year for the Tigers as they go into their final game tomorrow night before the winter break as they host Indianola. We'll, of course, have coverage here on 1410 KGRN. Let's talk to the senior leader for the Grinnell Tigers, Macy Harris, with us here on 1410 KGRN. And Macy, here he is. The winter break is almost upon us. You got one more game left. And how are you feeling about the start of this year? 7-0 right now.
Yeah, so we're doing really well. We're hoping to beat Indianola on Friday and to go into the winter break knowing that we've won every game. That'll be a really good start to the season because it is different than last year, but it's a good different right now. We're still playing really well. We're doing well, Chris. We're doing well.
You're doing well. Yes, you are. You're doing really well. And it's been fun to watch. Let's go to the start of the season. So you're out Sienna Durr. She's gone. Cameron Moore is gone. You have a couple other seniors that left from last year. You're coming back, and you know that you have to be kind of one of the team's leaders this year with those leaders gone. How have you been able to adjust to that this year? And you, and of course Naomi and Megan, and the other senior, Becca McCombs. But how has that adjustment been like for you?
Well, just playing wise, it's always been different because we've had Sienna and Cameron there, knowing like if we need a basket, they can make it for us. Like we can get them open and they can score it. And this year we need to be able to make those plays on our own. So we're figuring that out. With our own strengths and not having them to rely on. So we need to step up in that way. And then practice, it's a little different because we always had Sienna Durr, big leader, like huge leader in the community, on the court, everything. So we've had to step up. And since we have four captains this year, it's helped out. A lot of our underclassmen have a lot of experience from last year, so they help out. Practice is going really well. On the court, it's going really well. Everyone's just getting along really well right now.
Right. Well, you haven't had like a major, like huge test in your schedule, mm-hmm. but yet you played ranked teams so far this year. Do you think it's going to be interesting to see who takes that shot when the game might be on the line?
Yeah, I've thought about that. Like, so far in our season, we haven't really had a hard game. I mean, DCG, I was kind of skeptical about it going in because last year was our first win at DCG, coming back without Sienna and Cameron. I was kind of like, oh, that might be a little harder, but then we handled it really well. I mean, the atmosphere at DCG is pretty hard to play in sometimes, but it didn't bother us at all. So, I mean, the bigger games like CPU, even Pella for us, always seems to be kind of like a rivalry type thing. North Polk, I think, will be a very big game for us. So I think whoever steps up in that game, we need to figure out what we're going to do versus them.
Yeah, they're ranked number one in Class 2A, and you got to go on the road to their joint after the first of the year. So that's going to be a big game. You still have a couple of games with Pella coming up. The conference, it seems like Little Ole Hawkeye is down this year, but yet there you are. I mean, it's always been a goal for this team to win conference, and now is it fun now being the favorite, or is it hard knowing that everybody's kind of shooting for you this year?
It's definitely not hard for me. I mean, I've always wanted to win the conference, obviously. We played Indianola last year, two really close games, but they just got us on both of them. This year, I don't know how to explain it. Like, going into the games, I'm never thinking, like, obviously it's a conference game and it really matters, but it's more just, I know we're the better team here, we're going to prove it, and we're going to win. It's never, if we win this, we're gonna win the conference type thing. So
Macy Harris with us here on 1410 KGRN. How strong of a desire is it for you to get back into the state tournament and even the finals?
I mean, it's really big for me just because I have a feeling a lot of people don't expect it. I mean, Sienna Durr, one of our main scorer, one of the best basketball players Grinnell's had, is gone this year. We don't have height. We're pretty
so you feel like
team.
Almost like you have something to prove here.
Yeah, I definitely do. I mean, I don't think anybody expects us to go further than maybe the first round game. So getting back to state and especially seeing probably Marion in the finals would be something huge for our team this year.
Yeah, it would. For the record, I expect you to go to the finals. No, I thought coming into this year that you're a state tournament team minimum. I thought that was minimum. coming in. And after that, I think it's all gravy. And to get that, to have that experience, did you feel like you learned something in that championship game, even though you lost to Marion, even though the shots weren't going in for anybody really, except for Sienna? Do you feel like you learned something that has motivated you this year?
I want to get back there. So, I mean, that's definitely a motivator because our game obviously did not go very well at the championship game for us, and Marion played a very good game for them. So just making it back there, at that point it was like we weren't losing. At state, my sophomore year, so the first time we ever went to state, it was kind of like, oh my gosh, we're at state. Last year it was more, we're just here to play our game. And I think that'll be the same thing this year. I mean, the state tournament's a big thing, but getting back to that championship game and showing that we can have a good game, the championship is not something that's going to throw us off, I think that's a big thing.
I know you've played so many sports. When did basketball really become a love for you?
It's always kind of been my favorite. I mean, you play AAU in the summer. It's definitely the sport you play, like, year-round for me. Like, I got to choose if I wanted to play, like, AAU volleyball, like, in middle school, or if I wanted to play AAU basketball. And it was always basketball because it's just a different sport to me. It's just the competitiveness in this sport versus other ones. It's like you can use your athletic ability to play this sport, but it's like you got to put in the time as well to get good at it and create the skill. Where in volleyball, if you can jump up and hit the ball down, I mean, big girls do well in that sport.
Mm-hmm.
In basketball, we have, like, little Sarah Gosling. And she gets in there for all the rebounds. It's just, like, being able to show yourself when you don't have the height or the muscle, being able to prove yourself in that sport.
You feel like you play taller than you're 5'7".
Sometimes I don't feel it, but I hear people say it. So then I start thinking it. I mean, I'm 5'7 right now, and I'm our leading rebounder.
Mm-hmm.
I can go in, and I have a pretty good vertical, and I can jump against the big posts. I mean, in our last game, I did tip-off jump. Not that it went too hot, but I did it. I mean,
well, somebody's got to tip it off.
Yeah.
Macy Harris, Grinnell High School with us here on 1410 KGR. When did your love of tennis start? Because I knew you loved that, too.
So actually, that's kind of funny. I had never picked up a tennis racket until 2 months before my freshman season started. I wasn't a big fan of track.
That is well established. You told me that before.
To be completely honest. But my family, it's always been a sport a season, really. If you have the athletic ability, like, play a sport. So I decided to go out for tennis because my aunt, Jamie Jewel now, Kirby now, was Jewel. She played tennis. She's pretty good at it. So she kind of talked me into trying it out. And as it's just, compared to basketball, it's very competitive with yourself. You're out there by yourself. If I mess up, it's my fault. I have all this pressure on myself to prove that I can win. I mean, it's just, it's different. It's a team sport, but it's very individual compared to all the other sports I play.
Do you like doubles or singles?
It's very different for me.
Yeah.
And singles, it's a lot more pressure for me because I know I have the athletic ability to win. So if I don't perform that day, I get kind of down on myself. In doubles, it's always nice to have that partner, that support system right there. And you get to play the net in tennis. So I don't know if you all don't really know what tennis is at the net, it's kind of just get up there and you, like, slam it at the ground.
Yeah.
In singles, you don't really do that as much. In
right.
doubles, you do.
So. Yeah. A lot more play at the net in, yes. in doubles.
Yes.
So you have the opportunity. You're going to Wartburg. You're going to play tennis and basketball. Give me why Wartburg? What stood out for you? I mean, other than the chance to play two sports, what did you like best about going there?
So Wartburg was actually the first D3 college that I looked at, which you're kind of probably like, oh, she just liked it. You know, it's smaller than all the ones, and it was her first one. But for me, I knew I've always wanted a small school. I don't learn well in big settings. But when I went to Wartburg, first I really liked it, but then I was like, maybe I just like it because this is my first visit. I visited like four other D3 schools, and I just never, like, I always compared it to Wartburg. I was like, this.
What are the other four that you went to?
Well, the main ones I talked to were Luther and Simpson. I also visited, like, Central and places like there, but it was never really a contender for me. It was basically toward the end, it was Wartburg or Simpson. And I obviously chose Wartburg.
Right.
So it was also nice. I got to know both the basketball and tennis coach at Wartburg, and I think I fit really well on their team. I met all the players, and it just seemed like a good fit for me.
When did you decide, and what made you decide to try two sports in college and not just play basketball?
I really don't know. I mean, I thought about that. And I think it was just more, my mom had kind of offered it to me. Like, one day, she's like, do you think you would ever want to play tennis in college? And I never really put the thought into it, because I was always like, sophomore year, up until then, I was like, I am not playing a sport in college. I was very, I'm going to college to get an education. I'm not there. I'm done with sports after high school. Last year, going back to the state tournament, it kind of got me into the, I really like basketball. I want to play in college. And then we went to state in tennis for doubles last year for the first time for me. And I saw these girls, and I mean, I just realized I really like playing. If I have the opportunity and I'm capable of doing it, so like, why not at least try it in college?
Yeah. Well, we've seen a lot of, I mean, with the success that Grinnell girls basketball has had, we've seen a lot of players go to college. You know, Deja Jackson is at Penn. She hasn't played much there, but she's a co-captain. Sienna Durr, we've seen play really well for Columbia. Kira Hungerford down at UMSL, Missouri St. Louis. Maddie Wilkins is at Cole. That'll be an interesting rivalry moving forward. Does it, and then I guess tennis, I've seen Maddie Crum at Central, but I haven't seen as many tennis players go on to college. Is that something that students kind of take pride out, the history that these girls have gone on to college? Do you see them as forerunners that you can do that as well?
I think our program has definitely built itself up in the past couple of years, and I think that's a big thing for all the girls coming in. As for the tennis, you talked about Maddie Crum's about like the only one who's really gone. I actually surprised my tennis coach the other day by telling him I was playing tennis in college.
Oh, really?
Like, he really didn't know. He thought I was just going to play basketball, so I kind of surprised him with that.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Surprise!
I don't think he was expecting that.
Yeah, but it's going to be hectic, though, you realize, when you get to college.
Yes, I didn't really realize until, so our assistant tennis coach, Carly Siss, she actually played tennis at Wartburg.
Okay.
She graduated in 2016, I believe. She was telling me that tennis is a fall spring sport in college. And I was like, oh no, what am I getting myself into? Because obviously basketball's a winter, so it's like right in the middle, and they're going to overlap in some spots. But I mean, the coaches are very, they're going to help me out with that. I'm going to make it work. So
yeah. So you got tennis, you got basketball, and oh, by the way, you still have classes.
School, yeah. That's not important.
Just sneak those in the middle or something like that. Do you have an idea of what you want to do?
I'm kind of everywhere. I don't really dislike a lot of things, but I like everything, which is probably not the normal problem to have. I mean, I've thought about business things like accounting. So I took accounting this year. Physical therapy, my aunt's one, she's kind of talking me into it. Thought about teaching for a long time. I've only decided the only thing I want is people.
Okay.
So somewhere with people. I like talking to people. So.
You got plenty of time to figure all that mess out.
Yeah.
Plenty of time. We're talking with Macy Harris. For Grinnell High with us here on 1410 KGRN. So what do you want to do before you graduate here at Grinnell High? I mean, besides have some fun and go to the state tournament, what do you want to do?
That's a really big question. I don't know. I mean, I really love Grinnell as a community and stuff. So, I mean, embracing it for all it has right now before I graduate and leave. I've been thinking about that. It's crazy. It's Christmas. It's almost 2019. I graduate in 2019.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Like, I'm an adult soon.
I mean, well, you knew it was going to come.
Yeah, I just didn't think it was going to come this quick.
How about the basketball team? What needs, you're off to a great start here. You got Indianola coming up tomorrow to wrap it up, and then you get into the second half of the season. What needs to come together for this team to do something special this year, just like last?
We've been working really hard lately, so being able to keep that up in practices. Our practices are shorter than they have been in the past because we're working on always moving, getting everything done well, so in shorter times, less standing around, less walking. Being able to keep that up, especially after break, having those few days off for Christmas is always kind of hard for any sport if you have a few days off. Getting back into the routine of things will be a really big thing for us, and then just playing our game.
And your game is pretty darn good. You know that I'm a fan, and we look forward to seeing you and the rest of your Tigers throughout the season, and I'm certainly looking forward to it. Macy, it's always good visiting with you, and we'll see you at the next ball game. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Macy Harris with us here on The Extra Point on 1410 KGRN.